Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Didn't do a good job. He wasn't smart. He wasn't sharp. And he's the only man I think I've ever met. I knew him for a year, 1 year, whatever the time. It was short time. I don't think I ever saw him smile once. I said to him once, John, do you ever smile? And it tells you something about somebody.
All right, so this is the president talking about John Bolton. The one thing that has happened as far as the administration and ex-administration officials, I'll call them, people who were the inner circle, was this Bolton book especially has got under the skin of the president. And as we are in that re-election cycle and getting ready for an election in November that includes the presidential variety, Bolton's book has definitely struck a nerve. But his book has been met with heavy criticism by lots of Republicans, of course. That's not a surprise, but also some Democrats who are not big fans of Bolton because he didn't step up. If he had such great information, and I've said this before, why wouldn't he have jumped into the fray when the House was on the prowl for impeachment, instead saying, oh, wait till the Senate, knowing full well that that wasn't going to happen. Just my two cents as we kick things off and kick the book down the road. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well and you're healthy. Knock on the studio countertop that all is well wherever you hail from. We have people listening on both coasts and in between, like New Orleans and in Texas, in Florida, of course, some of the areas where they've become the new hotspots because there is more testing and the cases have risen. And then there's some idiots who, frankly, on Memorial Day weekend just stepped right in it and didn't pay attention, even though they had done all the things correctly, which has happened in a lot of families. They were staying home, they were washing hands and wearing masks and getting things delivered, and then decided it looks pretty good. It looks like we're flattening things, and I'm taking a few shortcuts. And those shortcuts are coming back to bite a few people. We'll go into COVID-19 in a second because I know you all want to know the totals. I get lots of questions about that, wanting to know, hey, what's the number? What's going on? How many are confirmed? How many people are beating this thing? And we really want to see that number rise more than I think anything else, right? Absolutely. All right, so let's jump into just one more thing about the Bolton book. Bolton's White House memoir has been dominating headlines, not just in the U.S., but around the world, since those advanced copies started circulating earlier in the month. The book is called The Room Where It Happened. And it's, so far it hasn't been squashed, but it's not out there wide. It hasn't made its big debut. He got a big chunk of money for it in advance, which that's not necessarily a shock at all. But will the book roll out as he was hoping, or will it get squashed legally? That still remains to be seen. It is like standing at the craps table and rolling the dice to see which direction it goes, because that's how it happens with the law. Either there's too many things that are top secret and the decision will be to hold off on that, or it goes into wide release and we'll see how many people end up buying the book or not. All right, COVID-19 and the numbers, because you asked for them. Deaths so far in the U.S., 126,000. Recovered, 764,000. Confirmed cases, 2.47 million. That's in the United States. In the rest of the world, 489,000 deaths, 4.81 million recovered, 9.61 million confirmed. That's where we're at. The concern is the shoot up of cases, the single day records that have happened in Arizona, in Texas, in California. That has people spooked, on edge, and hospital beds that are tough to find. So in Phoenix, for example, they're talking about with these new models, they could see 28,000 infections a day. Then you divide that up, how many people are sheltering at home or staying at home and quarantining themselves for 14 days and then they get through it and it's okay. And how many others where it's the grim reality of the dry cough, suddenly the pneumonia, and the next thing you know, they're in the hospital and it's very, very serious. So the reality is starting to grip a lot of people as to where are you at, what's happening where you live, what are they doing? I talked about the story the other night of the family, 18 infected, and it was sad because it was an accidental thing. Hey, we're going to social distance. People are going to come in and out. We've been doing that. We've been practicing. It's a 30-year-old, 30, someone in our family turning 30. We're going to do the surprise party thing. Wow, we've all been so good. And then that just crashed and burned. And the grandparents especially suffered the most. They're both in the hospital. One might not make it. Hopefully they do. But so far, it's not looking good. As far as the economy, another 1.5 million jobless claims. So that's not good, because if you look at the continued total of those that are without work, that's the thing that is frightening people trying to figure out where they are benefit-wise, what can they do, can they do a gig, how do they get through this, and it's because of this pandemic, those receiving benefits, it did fall a bit, it fell below 20 million for the first time in 2 months, which that part is good, but the weekly numbers were high and were worse than Wall Street thought they would be for the second straight week. So then you look at the total number of people receiving benefit claims, and even though the claims themselves fell, if you were to go deeper, like I just mentioned, it's slightly below 20 million, 19.52 million. So that is much better than the highest of the high that we have seen. But there are companies that are still weighing options, trying to hang on, and where we're headed depends so much on what happens at the tail end of this first wave, what does the second wave look like, and of course the all-important, please give us a cure, and let's get a vaccine. The vaccine happens, all bets are off, people start to get the remedy, and then a lot of this haze would lift. Speaking of haze, there's a wild dust cloud that is coming toward the United States. In fact, it's already hit some areas. I'm going to tell you about that coming up and a few other things that involve numbers. It's the We Can Count version of, oh yeah, these numbers aren't pretty. And these numbers look a lot better. Not all numbers are created equal. Meet you on the flip side.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Disney announcing a major change to Splash Mountain after an outcry. Have you ever been to Splash Mountain? I've never met anyone who went to Disney and did not go to Splash Mountain. If you're one of those people, please send me an email. I want to know why. Do you just not like it because it's too scary? It is kind of scary, but it's been around since 1989. The new changes to the ride are going to be implemented at Disneyland Park in California and the Magic Kingdom Park in Florida. Of course, it's the only place where they have Splash Mountain. So what the deal is they're re-theming Splash Mountain. See, you probably thought, it's a log flume ride. What are they doing? The log flume, here's what the deal is. It's the re-theming is because of racial stereotypes. So they are... originally, Song of the South, which is best known for Zippity Doodah, has been criticized because some think it's offensive for its stereotyping and portrayals of African Americans, as well as the romanticized view of antebellum South. So, the film is so controversial that Disney's locked it away for decades, keeping it out of the extensive library of streaming services, right? And because there was a big uproar, people signed a petition online to asking the company to change the ride's theme from the Song of the South to the Princess and the Frog. That's what they're doing. So they're changing it to the Princess and the Frog. That's what you will hear at Splash Mountain. They didn't give a date for the new Splash Mountain, but it's underway. They call them Imagineers, and Imagineers are coming up with a timeline when they can tell everyone when that, you know, that's going to be done, but sooner rather than later. I mean, they're working on it, and they've definitely decided that's what the theme is, that's what they're changing it to, so it's absolutely happening. What's in an age difference? Do people care about age differences or not? Well, in Hollywood, a lot of people don't seem to care about that, particularly when it's made to December, right? If you don't know what that means, look it up. Dennis Quaid is 66. His new bride, Laura Savoy, is 27. Because all of a sudden people are writing about this. Do you even care about this? People are writing about this in People magazine. When I was at the checkout, I saw it. He said, it doesn't come up, really. There's just something timeless about us. We're partners in our relationship and life. That's it. And they quietly eloped the beginning of June at Santa Barbara somewhere. They said it was love at first sight. He did say, look, we're both Christians, and right from the start, God's had a hand in the relationship, so that's where it comes from. That's what we're doing, and, you know, end of story. I just love her, who she is as a person, her character, her intelligence, and on and on. So it's interesting in a way, right? So even in a pandemic and with the world collapsing in different directions, this is what the concern is. The age difference, being asked that constantly, I guess, about the age difference. So he felt compelled to answer it. Good for you, Dennis Quaid. Let's go to the dust storm. Have you noticed any dust? You know, sand gets in your eyes and it's not nice. Thank you to 5,000 miles away, dust that was pushed into the air across Africa has jumped across the Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and now into the United States. It's going to overtake entire states that already has, southern Illinois, Ohio, they're in the mix, going a little bit further north. Some of it will be dense, some of it not quite as dense. Portions of Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida, as if there's not enough trouble there, could see this milky-looking sky and an enhanced sunset, which, I don't know, that part is kind of cool, right? Your number, of course, is the 5,000 miles where it jumped, but this is an unusual thing. I mean, it's not unusual to have dust outbreaks, but unusual to see it lift as far as it's lifted. But how often that's ever happened in the history of the world, who knows? It's only been in the last 15 years that they've really kept any records of these sandstorms. I know it can be awful, and it can be beautiful if you have no allergies or any of that, and you look into the sky, which would look a brilliant orange for a sunrise or a sunset. Worth getting up early. Totally worth it. It's been a long, long time, but I've seen one of those in California, actually, and it was that crazy thick cloud, and it was so cool. I have to say, it was so cool, for lack of a better way to describe that, to watch it and see it work its magic. And it looked like you were having a tequila sunrise or something. I mean, that's how brilliant it was. Moving in another direction, and again, this is about numbers, remember, so we're talking about numbers in this one, but it's interesting. The polls are in full swing, and the president is trailing Joe Biden in a couple of the swing states, which the president won in 2016. This is according to a New York Times Siena College poll that was released on Thursday. The poll found Biden ahead of Trump 47% to 36% in Michigan. That's big. 49 to 38% in Wisconsin, 50 to 40% in Pennsylvania. Closer in Florida, 47 to 41%. Same thing in Arizona, same number, and 49% to 40% in North Carolina. Remember, those six states were crucial to the president's defeat of Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, because he won Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania by less than 1%. He won Florida by about a point, and Arizona and North Carolina locked 4 points. And it's hard to believe this, really, right? You think about the election, and of course it's more than 4 months away, but I can't believe we're here already. But we are, and Electoral College, that becomes the thing. What states break where, and do they really break for Joe Biden or not? Because we've also seen that polls have not always turned out the way, the small sampling have not always turned out the way political people thought. That so much is based on the polls. They're heavily weighted. It is important. The president, to that news, tweeted out on the 25th, on Thursday, the fake news and phony fake suppression polls have never been worse. The lamestream media has gone crazy. So that was his response to that. Could you be in a polling slump and then you go to Election Day and what happens on Election Day? I think there were mistakes made in the polls the last time around. How are you weighting the responses? What are the demographics? I mean, all of this is part of what happens here. And I think it's a lot of people think it's a lock for Joe Biden, but we'll see, because we go back again. Those key states are big, but does he have them locked down or not? Are they locked down or not? All right, people go to Costco and they think, I want the free samples. I mean, crazy enough, people go to Costco and it's like their lunch. I'm not kidding you. But Costco is bringing back free samples at some of their clubs after suspending it because of COVID-19. But they pulled sheet cakes. Oh, and their sheet cakes are the best. But anyway, the samples are prepackaged. They're kept behind plexiglass shields. And their sampling is in like 30 different locations, because they sell a lot of stuff that way. You know, you've got to belong to be a part of Costco, and you get the deep discounts. But they sell a lot of new things when people come in because of the fact that they give out samples. So the demos of any place are very, very big. The large demos are huge. So they're back, but they're individually wrapped. I'm curious as to what that would look like. I mean, you could do it, right? Certainly. And would it be worth it if it was my product? It would be worth it. If I had to pay for the wrap, I would pay for the wrap. All right, stay with us. We're going across the pond and beyond. Coming up next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tragic coronavirus numbers. 500,000 deaths worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. About one-fourth of those, more than 125,000, have been reported in just the United States. Florida is seeing a spike. Governor Ron DeSantis says young people who go out are a big factor.
If you're in one of those younger groups, you know, make sure that you're behaving in ways that aren't going to put someone who's more vulnerable at risk.
KNX reporter Emily Valdez says California's governor is reimposing restrictions because the state is seeing a surge in cases.
LA is one of seven California counties where bars are being ordered to shut down. Bars are being recommended to close in eight counties, including San Bernardino, Riverside, and Ventura. Bars have been identified by the Public Health Department as the highest risk sector of non-essential businesses currently open.
This is USA Radio News. Amid a wave of calls for statues to come down and names to be changed because of racist connotations, California Democrats are now calling for the renaming of a well-known airport because the famous actor it was named after is considered to be a racist. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, saying that the late actor was a racist and a homophobe.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
The move comes after a controversial interview with Playboy magazine by the legendary actor in 1971 resurfaced and made the rounds on social media. In it, Wayne does appear to voice opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered racist and homophobic. Local Democrats are pressing the County Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to its original name, which was Orange County Airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And he's written a trilogy, really, and then we're going to talk about what he considers to be the cherry on the top. River Creed is the name of the book. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, Kate.
So tell us about River Creed. What is it about?
Well, first of all, River Creed is the third one in a trilogy, the final one, and it's set in the Ozarks. It centers around a 17-year-old girl, only child of a judge down there in a beautiful Ozark County, makes top grades in school, beautiful girl, and an absolute loner, and she has some issues. One is that she's alcoholic, and as you find out as the story goes along, she's been sexually molested and raped by her father, a wealthy judge, since she was a young girl. And as events unfold in the book, she's under the influence of alcohol and some sort of drug, but she witnesses the rape and murder of a classmate 1 year behind her, another girl that's very quiet and shy. And it's by her, the actual rape and murder takes place by her dad, the judge, and two other deviant friends that he's had since high school. And as a result, she runs away in the middle of the night. She gets in a Jeep that she's been given by the dad. He gives her presents all along because he thinks it helps keep her in line and quiet and some sort of reward for incest. But she gets in that new Jeep and takes off. And she's not very, it's not very much of a distance in the Ozarks to get out of town and into a deep woods. And that's what she does. She ends up on a small gravel road, parks the Jeep down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a deep, dark night. She gets out and jumps in the river, strips down, jumps in the river, apparently to commit suicide. But as she floats along in the river under a big moon and the stars and whatnot, she must have had a change of mind because at the next low water bridge crossing, she gets out and she hikes all the way back by gravel road through the night alone, not another light of a neighbor anywhere, gets in her Jeep and takes off from the river and wanders around on these back gravel roads in the middle of nowhere till she sees a great big black dark building. She pulls in there and parks, basically walks up to the front door and knocks. Jake, the owner of the night, it's a nightclub. He lives there also. He's the only one there. And he gets up and has a gun at that time of the night, opens the door, and basically the girl tells him, Janie tells Jake, I need a friend. And she is on the desperate edge. So he takes her in. He's a guy that's been there and done that. And it turns out that he's a member of a book club called the Outliers Book Club. And a person wouldn't want to confuse the Outliers Book Club with your ordinary book club. It consists of about five members at this time. In an earlier book in the series, there were a couple more in there, but they were murdered. And these outliers in the Outlier Book Club are highly individualistic. They're not much for computers. Pretty much they want to see it to believe it. They say what they mean. They mean what they say. You'd want to take them seriously. They all own guns and carry guns. And she falls in with the nightclub owner, and he quickly sizes up the situation. She doesn't confess anything, but he takes her to a meeting of the Outliers Book Club. And she's sipping whiskey all the time on the side and from under seat, underneath Jake's seat. She keeps a bottle of whiskey. And she gets intoxicated. They build a big bonfire. And the other outliers are as sophisticated in the ways of the world as Jake is. And they sit around out there in the middle of nowhere around a bonfire and let her drink. And she ends up telling them the story about herself. She has been sexually abused and raped by her dad since she can remember, and she ended up seeing this rape and murder. And they all, the other outliers sitting around there, kind of move around their seat a little bit. It's not a big shock. They're even used to situations similar to that. And they hear her out, and the question is whether or not it's true. And over the course of the next few chapters, the outliers get together and pack into a hunt ranch in the middle of nowhere in the Ozarks, beautiful country. And they go looking for the victim because Janie has told them around the bonfire where the victim was when she died. And they went to get shovels at the time she witnessed the murder. So they figure she's married, not buried. Somewhere out there, the victim on the hunt ranch. And they go out there and spend a good part of the day watching for cameras and various things. It's very hot. And they do find a gravesite. They dig and find a body. So the truthfulness of her story has been confirmed. At that point, the story takes a little bit different direction. They have basically nodded to abide by Janie's very strong wishes that no one knows about what happened to her, about incest, about her seeing anything. She did not want to talk about her vagina, her breasts, and what happened, and what the genitals that she had to deal with all the time growing up. And she said, "That's I'm not going to do it, and I would kill myself first." And so they just nod and say, noted. And they meet without her at first and decide to take action on their own. They're an outfit that justice, and they realize in their lives, they've had experience with this, one of the women in the group particularly, who's been in several of the stories before, has been seriously raped and sexually abused over her life. And they make an informal agreement that they won't do anything that they can't provide plausible deniability for. And that's about the only restriction, and they will watch each other's back. And they come hatch a plan to deal with, now there's three bad guys. There's the judge and the two other deviants that were with him that raped and murdered this girl that Janie knew. And they go after him. And I won't go too much farther because Mike enjoy what I think is an excellent read. I'll tell you a couple other things real quick. It takes place, I try to go overboard to describe the scenery in which it takes place. It takes place down around the Lake of the Ozarks and back in the backcountry, away from the tourists and stuff, and where you get to dealing with the locals. And it's just some gorgeous, gorgeous scenes in it. There's also a thread of wildness that kind of runs through the story. I mean, because the outliers think outside the box, it's just shocking what they come up with at times. And they say it right out. As they think it, they say it. They're not into any kind of censoring what they think, they say. And so there's this wildness that goes through the story. And also through the story for probably women in particular, there's a lot of details concerning sexual abuse, molestation, and rape. It's been well researched. I might mention there that I actually weighed the box of notes I used before I started writing this, and it weighed 28.3 pounds, the box of notes.
Wow.
And I got the notes from interviewing psychiatrists, psychologists, inpatient mental facilities like Centerpoint, Crittenton, and a few others. I can't remember the names. I also interviewed, I had this theory that a lot of women that go into sex work, strippers is sexually related, and prostitutes. And so I interviewed, I think, probably 40 in that neighborhood. I found one in all those girls that claimed she had not been sexually abused. All the others had a story. Not that they would tell to everybody. In fact, that's a good thing probably to people to remember, is no one that's been sexually abused probably is going to share their story with anybody that's judgmental.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not judgmental. I liked all those gals, and most of them have fought like hell to end up being able to pay their rent and drive a car.
Right.
And if they survive, they call themselves survivors. And the ones that I noticed that the ones that have survived and are particularly plucky, that they refer to themselves as warriors. And they don't apologize for what happened and what they've done. But they don't sell, they seldom tell the truth. Tell their story to anybody. You have to really, I had to learn how to get the information. So, the end of it, to answer your question, I gave you an extra long answer, is that it's got this thread of wildness. There's lots of action. The outliers, they're all about action.
Wow.
And Janie fits right in. They grab her and take her in like a sister.
Yeah, I love it. We don't want to tell anyone anymore because you gave us such a great picture and you just painted it for us. And then all that research you did. So obviously we know so much work has gone into these novels, and congratulations to that. And River Creed is the third in the books that you've written. So Kelly Coleman, thank you so much for stopping by.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
People have been together and how their lives have taken these different twists and turns and how they've made a difference in other people's lives. And our next guest, I spent some time with him, a couple of weeks ago off the air, and he's written such an interesting book. His name's James Washington, and the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. And quite a relationship and quite an interesting meeting, the very first meeting between him and his wife. James, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Hey, you and I talked about this off the air. Tell the listeners how you met your wife. You were on a base.
Okay, right. I was on a base with another same type of unit, and we were very much in competition. Everything. So we all had a little club, and almost every night fights broke out at the club because any two people could start something, especially from drinking beer. And so I wasn't at the club at that time, but I was on my way to it. Then, as I was As I was walking towards the club, I saw this woman running really fast away from the club. And I didn't see her clearly, but and I bumped into her and knocked her down, but I kept right on running because I got a conscience. So my conscience told me that that was a shitty thing to do. So I went back. I stopped running, and I went back, and I picked her up. But my first words were, "Why don't you watch where you're going?" And so she said, "Well, if the MPs is already there, so if you go down there, you'll just get into trouble." So there was a big rock nearby, so we both walked back to the rock, and we sat down, and we started talking. And I didn't know it then, but that would be the love of my life. I spent the next 62 years with her.
Wow, which is so incredible, because like you said, it was so fortuitous that you went back because you felt so crummy about, you know, slamming into her and trying to race to get there. Then you have this conversation and suddenly, boom, you know, the light bulb goes off, love blooms, and all that time together. So you have what so many people, you know, you had with her, with Nobi, what so many people want, and it's that everlasting love. And 60-plus years raising children, all of that. You have some incredible stories that you talk about in the book. And in one of the stories that you told me I thought was so clever was when you were trying to get a house at one point, and you're trying to get this house, and Nobi's, you know, of Japanese origin, and you're an African-American man. And so there you are trying to get a house, and you just don't even think of that now. But what happened when you were trying to get this house?
Well, we had been, the whole unit that I was in, and in fact, it was a whole group. That means three battalions in the group headquarters. And that means a lot of people going to one post at one time. So all of the houses, by the time I got there, incidentally, let me go back a little bit. My daughter, my second child was a daughter, was about to be born. So I stayed at the hospital waiting for her, but the hospital came to me and says, "Wait, we're going to close this thing, so you better get on out to Colorado and withdraw your unit." So we did. We got in a car the very next morning and started out. Unfortunately, it was Mother Nature decided to have a great big snowstorm. Big sheet of ice covered three states.
Wow. So big sheet of ice. Wow.
I was young. I hadn't been driving very long. And so I tiptoed on up out Highway 16 until, as I was coming down a little hill, my car went out of control and almost went into a snowbank. And fortunately for me, I thank God for always watching out for me. There was the snowplow was right there, so he just pulled me out and put my car back on the road. I didn't even have to go here for help.
Wow.
But anyway, we made it on out to Colorado, and my daughter Eva was born out there. But then back to the house. So many people had, so many couple, you know, army people had there was no housing available anywhere, hardly. But I found this, but looking through the paper, I found this place where we could get an apartment in the latest house. And so everywhere I had went, they had told me no vacancy, no, that was old. But then I got the feeling that maybe that wasn't right, So I said, the very next time, next place we try, I'm going to keep me and my son in the car. And I'm just going to send her. And sure enough, we got that, we got that apartment. The lady didn't want it, right. But I tricked her into renting an apartment. But then when the housing on the post became available, she didn't want us to leave because she just thought just because I was black that I was going to raise all kinds of hell and all kinds of things that people just don't know that we're just like everybody else, most of us.
Right.
There are some rowdy people, but there are some rowdy white people, too.
Right, right, exactly.
Like, we're just like everybody else. And so,
yeah, that's a great story that she knew that. And in your book, you weave those stories together. You talk about, 60-plus years is a lot. You talk about all those beginning stories, and then you talk about other things that happened to you as well, the highs and the lows. And, again, the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life, and you can get it on Amazon. We're speaking to James Washington. James, what do you want people to know about, take away from this book? What do you want them to know when they walk away from this?
Well, the reason that I wrote the book in the first place, because my children were beginning to grow up, but they didn't realize about the hard times we had at the beginning. And so I wrote that book so that they would know. But it really was not going to be a book. It was just I was writing stuff down. And it grew and grew and grew. And a couple of places in that book, I'm typing and crying at the same time. So I had to get the lady next door to come and type for me.
Oh, I love
while
it.
While I just dictated the book.
Yeah. And see, that's a sign of a good author. I mean, you poured everything onto the page. And like I said, somebody reading it, they get the glimpse of, yeah, this is what life is like. And as you said, your kids only knew certain wonderful things that happened and maybe a little heartache, but not the things that happened in the beginning.
In the beginning, right.
Yeah.
Because some knew, from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning because they were babies.
right. But they didn't realize some of the things that happened, like the story that you told us,
right.
And driving to Colorado and all those things that happened.
Right.
And that's what life is about. And I think that's what your book is about. And the love that you found and the love that you sustained for such a long period of time. So congratulations on writing the book and taking this project that you put together. And like you said, it just grew and grew and grew. Such a fascinating story. My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, you're different, you're different, you're different.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.